Z On Air Music presents Long Player.
My name's Proteins of Magic, and I am chatting with Jess about my new debut album, self-titled album called Proteins of Magic.
I got a phone shaped like a porpoise, and it fits me like a glove.
So this is your self-titled album, Proteins of Magic.
Yes.
Let's go into the meaning of your name and the album's name, Proteins of Magic.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It came about in a collaborative way, I guess you could say. But I had been through a couple of iterations of band names and they weren't feeling right, but I was performing with them. And this was a couple of years ago now, but I went to my friend's house in Nashville, in East Nashville, for a barbecue. And he happens to be best friends with my favourite ever bass player, Juan Alderete, and he was there, and so I got to chatting with Juan, and we were just, you know, just chatting about everyday things, and it was, from what I'm told, you know, out of the ordinary for him, but he just sort of said, oh, and the proteins of magic to me, and it was just like these words that he grabbed from the ether, and it's like it was a gift to me. Yeah, he gave them to me, and I decided that was going to be my band name.
That sounds like you were like getting knighted,
yeah,
or something like that.
It does, yeah. But it was cool that it came from him because I just think he's so amazing, and everything that he's done and what he's having to get through now, and yeah.
What was Nashville like?
It's cool. It's as far as music's concerned, you know, there's a lot of opportunity there. It's got the infrastructure for music, you know, with touring and other musicians to play with and places to play at. So that part of it's cool, but you know, day-to-day life can be like quite intense. Like you're sort of faced with some intense struggle and tragedy going out every day, and I guess it exists everywhere. It just feels like there, it was a little bit more full on, and for myself as well, you know, not much safety net going on, so the hustle is real.
Oh yeah, for sure, especially when you're living in America, and yeah, there's no safety net unless, even if you have like a green card, it's a bit risky sometimes. Eh?
Yeah, yeah. But it's true what they say, you know, you do feel like there's a massive opportunity, and that part of it's, yeah, really cool. And it is lots going on there. Yeah.
What's the first song you want to talk about?
We can talk about Hopeful Symphony. That was my second single off of the record. This one's it's a pretty epic undertaking, even though it started very simple, but yeah, it probably took us 2 years to make this song, and you know, and get to a point where we were happy with it, but yeah, just to put it simply, I guess, yeah, it's a song about hoping for better times, and it's like a little prayer in a way.
Is that why you put it at the start of the album?
Yes, yeah, it was, and I think it sort of encompasses maybe a few different themes that I touch on other songs as well, and so yeah, it felt like a good starting song, yeah.
Thank you.
What's the book about?
The book, that was kind of the genesis for this record. It, I did write that song quite a long time ago. Probably would have written it a lot differently if I had written it now. But in 2016, the Orlando shootings had just happened, and that affected me really deeply. And I was in Nashville. It happened in Florida, but just the intense evil nature of that event really impacted me. And yeah, it was a genesis for making this record.
You think you can walk on.
Yeah, In My Blood. Yeah, so this song, I think I like just kind of singing about those people who in your formative years who have impacted you in various ways and how those people, whether it's a good experience or bad experience, it's in you, and it's just be accepting of that.
You
thank you. Love Tahana. It's one of my favorite songs. I love the this was one of the first songs after my vocal training, because we actually recorded the record, and then I started going to a vocal coach in Nashville, and at first it was just so I could, you know, make sure I don't sing out of tune, but then my voice actually used to be quite a bit higher, and I remember saying to her on the first lesson, I'm like, oh, my, I was quite happy with my voice, you know, it's not going to change too much, is it? And she was like, oh, no, 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 it's just going to give you more tools in your toolbox. I'm like, okay, cool. And then a couple of weeks in, you know, I'm going hard with the exercises, and my voice drops. And then I was singing with my head a lot before, and now I sing like very, very comfortably with my chest, and I have a much lower voice, and I preferred that, and that's what felt natural to me. So then we re-recorded everything, mostly everything, and Tahana is the one that I like it the most on, yeah.
That is so cool. Wait, so you had already recorded these songs?
Yeah. And same with after the vocal coach lessons as well, I was comfortably doing harmonies. For some reason, I could just suddenly do harmonies, and that's when I brought the loop pedal in live. And so we wanted to add those to the recordings as well. Yeah, it was a long process, this album.
Take a look, take a look, see that I've been shook. Touch me, I'll dismantle. If I shiver, what do you use to cover me?
So Switchblade Live, yeah, this version has different lyrics to the album version, because I came up with different lyrics that I was happier with when I did this live version. And yeah, it has a video with it that you can check out on YouTube if you want to. But yeah, it's one of my favourite songs. It's actually about, I hate to go to the darkness again, but it is about an acquaintance of mine, this homeless guy that stood on the corner of this gas station of our River Road in Charlotte Pike, and I would pass him, like it must have been like every day, you know, if I was going in and out, I'd always see him on the corner if it's like raining, snowing, whatever, always there. And then this was like 5 years, and then one time I was coming home and yeah, he was on the ground and the ambulance were there and they couldn't resuscitate him. Yeah, he was awesome and really, really sweet man.
Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.